My name's Tom Bryan. I'm the CEO, General Manager of Michigan Freeze Pack in Hart, Michigan.
Michigan Freeze Pack is really the heart of a lot of our specialty crops here across West Michigan. Talk about what you move through your plant and, you know, how many different sectors you're involved in throughout the season.
Yes, you know, this Michigan Freeze Pack is quite unique on the multiple commodities that we run. We do, you know, about 40 million plus or minus frozen finished product a year. That equates to 60 to 70 million pounds of raw. All of it's sourced within 150 miles of the facility. Most of it's supplied by our own owners and then everyone that, you know, locally that grows these products to save freight and all those wonderful things. So we do asparagus, broccoli, carrots, butternut squash, zucchini, yellow zucchini, parsnips, sweet potatoes, russet potatoes, red potatoes. And then with that, our facilities has many different packages. We have 1,000 SKUs that we produce here for various food manufacturing or retail companies in the United States. We do a little bit of export, but it's very little. With the currency valuations the way they are in the world market, all 99% of our products utilized here in the United States.
We are on a tour looking across Michigan's asparagus sector and really one of the pinch points dealing with these labor pressures. How has that factored into what you're doing here at the plant and maybe some of the challenges you've seen as well recently?
Yeah, labor, yes, hot topic right now. You have labor increases through the H-2A program. And then ourselves here, being in the heart of Michigan's food-producing region, there's five-plus food plants in the area. So competition for labor is intense. Since I've been here, our starting wage, my first year was $10 an hour, and that isn't adequate in these days and times. We've increased that to $15 an hour. We're fully staffed right now. However, you know, what we've had to do to be able to be competitive with the pressures of importers is like our asparagus program here. When I first started here, we had about 120 people facilitating the asparagus pack. Now we have it weaned down to 35 people, and we're doing the same amount of product. So I'm really proud of our company for looking at things, becoming more efficient so that we can be competitive in the market.
Some of the other concern is that you're acting, even though you're a domestically produced product, regionally located for a lot of pockets, you're acting as a placeholder to some of these imports. Can you talk about like how that market ebbs and flows in comparison?
Yes, absolutely. Well, one component is freight. Like last year, shipping container cost landed, and that's just for shipping alone, was about $20,000 a refrigerated container. This year, it's substantially dropped. It's about $3,500 to $4,000 a shipping container. So where frozen food or food manufacturing in the United States has gone to is the domestically produced products in the United States is a placeholder for the imports. And what that means is basically we have a very efficient transportation system in the United States. If there's a hiccup with the offshore product coming in, then we get the phone call and those customers start pulling their product.
Do you feel like there is a change that could happen to help, you know, with these consumer demand and the limited prices growers are getting? Are we at a point where change can happen?
Yeah, you know, I'm optimistic. First of our location, being east of the Mississippi where the general population of the United States is, I often wonder why Michigan has lost viable markets and commodities to West Coast producers when you have that large amount of land to transport the products with. I think that also water comes into play. What I really enjoy about Michigan is its logistics. We have water, and we can grow a lot of products. Like we do frozen broccoli processing here in Michigan, and a lot of people just think that that's a warmer growing state. So our microclimate here, in my mind, is fantastic. I mean, we also do celery, which is another commodity that many people have in their minds that can only be grown in warmer states. And we can do that in Michigan and get it to market at a lesser cost than our California competitors.
Looking ahead, what maybe changes are you implementing to help with some of these challenges or even, you know, problems that you still need to solve?
Like asparagus right now is a big concern. The price point on that product is really what drives everything, whether it's sales or whether you can produce it or not. And so, you know, our company has to start pivoting towards a mechanically harvested vegetable in the earlier summer months. And, you know, we do have a few commodities that we're hopefully in the next few years going to transition to. We'd love to be able to process asparagus forever. However, world markets, economics play and dictate what we do there. So mechanically harvested vegetables is where we need to move to because of the cost of hand labor. Also, too, we're implementing more automation in our facility to help offset having to source more labor at a higher rate. So automation, looking for commodities that aren't labor, don't have the high labor requirements is what we need to look into and figure out.
Any other comments you'd like to leave us with? Maybe last thoughts on some of the issues you're facing?
I think it's currency driven. Basically, you know, United States used to be a big exporter. I mean, we do export some ag. It's mainly the grain types of crops. But, you know, this, I watch all the indexes, whether it's lumber, shipping fuel indexes, dollar index. So, you know, in my mind, watching the dollar index and what's going on in the world economy, there could be a play this summer where we could hold price or maybe bump price, but it's all dependent upon the U.S. currency.